Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Chafal, Chapter 5, Mishnah 21. As we said yesterday, in essence, it's very probable that Perek Avos ended in yesterday's Mishnah, Mishnah Chaf, which was authored by Yehuda ben Tema. The Mishnah says, Hu ha yo'aymer, he used to say, it's not going back on Yehuda ben Tema. He was not the one that said this statement. It's actually the words of Shmuel HaKatan. What did Shmuel HaKatan used to say? Ben Chamei Shanim LeMikra, at 5 years old, a child should start learning Chumash. Ben Eser LeMishnah. After he learns Chumash for 10 years, 5 books of Chumash, 5 years of learning LeMishnah, he's ready to start learning Mishnayis. Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvahs. When he turns 13 years old, he becomes responsible for mitzvahs, he becomes Bar Mitzvah. It's interesting where the source is for this concept that 13 is the turning point. The Tshuva Saraf says it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he transferred it further. Others say because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Amzu Yotzarti, this nation that I formed, Li, for myself, Tilasi Yisaperu, they should say my praises. The word Zu is Bigamatria 13. At 13, a person can become a functional member, somebody who could praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his mouth and also through his actions. Continues the Mishnah. Ben Chamesh Esrei LeTalmud, when one turns 15 years old, Talmud, Talmud essentially means Gemara. In those days, they didn't have Gemara, but it means handling, it means being part of the give and take, the shaka vitaria of discussion, which is very interesting because we don't follow this nowadays. Children start learning Chumash probably at 6 or 7, Mishnah is a year or two after, Gemara they start at the age of 10, maybe 11, depending where you are, even earlier. So it doesn't necessarily follow this, although I'll tell you something fascinating. I was in Zilber Ben Cheder last week in the old city of Yerushalayim, and they finished the entire Tanakh, and then they finish the entire Mishnayos, and only then they start Gemara after Bar Mitzvah. So they actually do follow this, which I think was the Gaon's approach as well. Continues the Mishnah, Ben Shemayin Asrei L'Chuppah. 18, a person should get married. The Pasuk says, Vehu, and he, Yishabi V'Suleh Yikach, he should take an unmarried woman. The word Vehu is Bigamatria 18. Rashi says that it says the word Adam 18 times from the word Bereshis until Ki Me'ish Lukach Azais, where it says that Chava was called Chava because she was taken from man. Ki Me'ish, because from Adam she was taken. Continues the Mishnah, Ben Ersim Lerdif, at the age of 20, a person has to pursue a livelihood in a substantial way. Ben Shloishim Lukayach, when a person hits the age of 30, they're at the prime of their strength, as we find that the Levim, they started the Avodas HaMishkan when they turned 30 years old. Ben Arboim Labina, at the age of 40, a person has a certain level of perception and insight. Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years, and only after 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'linasan Hashem lechem leiv l'das, v'inayim liros, v'znayim l'shmayat ha'yom az Hashem, did not give you a heart to discern, eyes to see, ears to hear, until this way. Some people say that it says in the Pasuk, u'levavo yavin, and his heart will perceive, will understand, levavo is bigamatria 40. But regardless of what, 40 is an age where a person starts having a broader sense of wisdom. Ben chamishim le'itza, at the age of 50, a person could start giving advice because he has more than just day and more than just understanding. He already has substantial life experience. Ben Shishim LeZikna, at the age of 60, a person is already considered on some level Zikna. Zikna Zeshe Kana Chachma. He has a certain understanding of life beyond someone who's just 50. He can A, understand life, and B, transmit life values. Ben Shivim LeSeva, 70 is already considered old age, as we find by David HaMelech. He died B'Seva Toiva. He died with old age at the age of 70. Mentishim lasuach, when a person hits 90, they should focus on siach, yishpech sichai, on davening and learning exclusively. Physically, they're diminishing, but spiritually, it's a time to embrace. And finally, ben meo, when a person hits 100, kilu meisav avar ubatam anoylam. In the essence, they should be like everybody else that's already dead and passes from the world. So if they have those years and Hashem gifts it to them, they should spend them exclusively living a life that brings Kiddush Hashem, a life that brings joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that could guarantee this incredible gift to continue to endure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all Seva Teva. Hashem should give us even Ben Meah, Hashem till 120. Have a fascinating and amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.